Hello, everyone. This is Harp
and Mara,
and we're here bringing you another Culip's Learning English episode.
And if you've never been to our website, what are you waiting for? It's Culip's, CULIPS.com. And when you go to our website, you can become a member. And when you become a member, you have access to the transcripts of all of our episodes, more detailed explanations of the expressions we use, and a little quiz to help test yourself at the end of it all. So, check it out on our website.
Yes, and we also have a very exciting Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook, like us and say hi, or maybe give us a suggestion for an upcoming podcast.
You know, that's one of the things that I enjoy most about doing this podcast is hearing back from people all over the world that are listening to us. It's super cool.
Super cool.
Now, today we are going to do a chatterbox episode, and that is where we chat about all kinds of different topics, often focused on culture, to teach you some new expressions and let you hear a little bit about Canadian and North American culture.
Yes, and today's episode was actually inspired by one of our Twitter followers.
Right. Your name on Twitter is Razan93. I don't know what your name is in real life.
But hello, and thanks for the idea.
Yes, because Harp and I love to eat, and we love going to restaurants. So this episode is a pleasure for us.
Definitely. So today we're going to be talking about eating out. We're going to start with talking about the restaurant experience.
And then we're going to talk about making choices and deciding what to order at a restaurant.
And then we're going to talk about types of restaurants and our favorites.
You know, I'm sure by the end of this episode, I'm going to be really hungry.
I'm sure as well.
Even though I just ate dinner, but I'll be hungry again.
That's what happens when we talk about food.
That's it. So let's get started with the restaurant experience.
All right. Well, I guess it starts when you walk in and you're waiting to be seated.
Right. Now, sometimes when you walk in, it's not even clear if you should wait to be seated or you should seat yourself. Sometimes there's a sign that says wait to be seated or seat yourself. But sometimes you're kind of standing there and you're not sure what to do.
Yeah. Usually if I don't know, I wait for someone to tell me what to do.
Right. And usually if you're standing around, someone will tell you to have a seat. So it's your best bet to just hang out at the entrance for a few minutes if you're not sure.
Yes, exactly.
And if it is a place where you should wait to be seated, someone will come over and ask you how many people are in your party. So how many people are going to be sitting with you for your meal?
Yeah, and sometimes if it's really busy, you have to wait and they'll tell you how long it's going to be.
Right. And sometimes if it's really not busy, they'll give you an option of where to seat. So you could sit at a table near the window, or maybe there's a booth that's available, and people like booths.
I definitely like sitting in a booth. It's more comfortable and relaxing.
And it feels a little bit more private because you're kind of closed off a little bit and you have your own space.
Exactly. Sometimes those restaurant chairs are not comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So, when you get to a restaurant, you walk in, you get seated, and you should be given the menu pretty soon. So you can start looking over what you want. But the first thing that a server will ask you for usually is whether you'd like something to drink.
Yeah, usually they take your drink order. Then they give you some time to look at the menu to make your food choices.
Right. But if they come for you and ask you what you would like to drink, but you've already made your choice for your meal, you can just tell them that you're also ready to order and they'll take both at once. You don't have to wait for them to come back again. But if you're not sure, you can order your drink and then you can have a few more minutes to go over the menu.
Yes, definitely.
Do you usually order drinks when you go to eat?
It depends. Sometimes I like to just drink water, but you know, depends on the meal. Sometimes I'll have a glass of wine or maybe just a Coke or something.
And in some restaurants throughout Canada, they have a bring your own wine policy. So they don't actually sell wine in the restaurant, but if you would like to drink wine, you can bring your own bottle, which is kind of cool and inexpensive.
Yeah, that's really popular in Montreal and in Quebec, the bring your own wine restaurants. And when you're ready to order, I like to say I'll have a sandwich or I'll have the soup and sandwich, something like that.
Yeah, I think what I usually say is I'd like a sandwich or I'd like a piece of cake. You know, there are so many different ways that you can order at a restaurant, but the best advice I have is just to find one way and use that all the time. It's not really an area that you need to have a variety of expressions.
I agree with you. When I was learning French, I learned how to order one way. I had one sentence and I used it all the time. It was the easiest for me.
Right. It's not like you're going to go to a restaurant and say, I'll have a sandwich. And your server's going to say, I'll have. You use that expression all the time. No one's going to notice if you use the same phrase to order at every restaurant. So find one that you like. It could be, like you said, Harp, I'll have. Or like I said, I'd like. But there are so many different ways. So if we imagine now you've gone into the restaurant, you've ordered drinks, you've looked at the menu, and you've ordered your food. Now what happens if you realize that you need ketchup? Or for whatever reason, you know that you need to get the server's attention.
Well, there are a couple of different ways to get the server's attention. Normally what I do is I just say, excuse me.
Right. So you can say excuse me in kind of a quiet or respectful tone if they're close by to you.
Yes, or when they're passing by.
Right. If they're farther away, you can try to make eye contact with them by just kind of looking over in their direction. Or if you really need to talk to them and you can't get their attention, you could ask another server to ask your server to come and see you.
Yes, but one thing that you should never do is snap your fingers to get their attention.
Right, because that's considered quite rude. Yeah, I know that for sure because I've worked as a waitress and sometimes there were people who were traveling from other countries and even some Canadians, unfortunately, who would snap their fingers or wave their hands or point to you, and it just feels rude and impolite. We don't like it.
No, for sure. And another thing we should mention that's kind of unique to North America is that when you go to a restaurant, usually you have one server who is in charge of your table. They might get a little bit of help from the other servers, but usually have one assigned to your table or to the section that you're sitting in.
Right. And we know that in other parts of the world, sometimes there isn't just one server for one table. So that's something to keep in mind if you're in Canada or the United States, that you should really try to deal directly with your own server.
Yes, exactly.
Now, let's imagine that you've had a delicious meal and you are ready to pay.
Well, you need to ask for the bill or for the check.
Right. So you can call it a bill or a check. You can just say, could I please have the check? Or like we said, there's so many different ways you could ask. I would like the check, please.
Can I please have the bill? There's a lot of different ways. Just find one that feels comfortable to you and use it often.
If your server is really good, they should ask you if you're ready for your bill. And they should just bring it to you without even asking. But sometimes you might have to ask if they're really busy and they haven't had time to bring it over.
Yeah, or if you're in a rush and you need to go really quickly, you can ask them.
Something else that's different depending on where you go is whether you pay at the table or whether you pay at the cash register near the door. Some restaurants have different policies, and I have to be honest that sometimes I'm confused because I don't know whether I'm supposed to pay at the table or if I'm supposed to pay at the cash register.
I agree. I usually start watching people when I'm ready to pay to see what other people are doing, if they're paying at the table or if they're going to the counter.
Right, me too. Often it also says on the bill, somewhere on the receipt, it says, please pay your server or pay at the table. Or it might also say, please pay at the cash. Then you know where you have to pay.
Yes, exactly.
In general, if it's a fancier restaurant, then you pay at the table.
Yes. Or if it's a more fast food place or a diner type, you would usually pay at the counter.
Now, there are a couple more things to think about. One that's really important in Canada and the US is tipping.
Yes. Pretty much you always tip unless it's very bad service.
Really? Even if it's bad service, you should still tip. Which I know sounds strange, but it is the custom.
It is. So typically, I would say you tip between 10% to 20%.
Right. And you can usually just estimate, or because in Canada we have a lot of tax, you can look at the amount of tax, and depending on what province you're in, it's usually between 10 and 20%. So you can make a guess about how much your tip should be.
Yes, exactly.
That's how I normally do it. How do you decide on your tip, Harp?
I usually try to use my brain because I'm so used to using calculators that I try to do it mentally, the math, but sometimes I need to take out my iPhone if it's a bit complicated.
Good for you, though, that you're using your brain.
I try. I feel like I've lost all my math skills now that we have calculators everywhere. No one has to do manual math or math in your head anymore.
You know, on the new machines that you use for credit cards or bank cards, sometimes you can actually punch in, I'm going to tip 15%, and it does it automatically for you. You don't have to use your brain.
I know, but usually at that point, I've already calculated the tip and then just use the percentage.
Good. Nice move.
Yeah, I try to keep smart.
Now, one more thing I want to mention before you walk out the door is what to do if you have food left on your plate that you don't want to eat, but it was so delicious that you want to take it with you.
You can ask the server if you can take it to go.
Right. You can ask them, can I take this with me? Can I get this wrapped up? There's a lot of different ways. Again, choose a way that you feel comfortable with and keep to that.
Yeah. Some of you may have heard of, can I have a doggy bag, please? But it's really rare that we say this.
I don't feel that I ever say this, but maybe depending where you are, maybe some places in the United States use this more than Canadians.
Yeah, and you'll definitely hear it in pop culture, in a movie or on a TV show. Okay, so I think that's good for our first section of the restaurant experience. Let's move on to the next section.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about making choices. So first, we're just going to break down the parts of the menu that you'll see when you look at a menu, because you have different kinds of food and different sections on a menu.
Yes. There's usually an appetizer section or the starter section. And these are smaller plates. They're smaller portions. They're just something that you eat before you have your main course.
Right. So the appetizers are things like soup or salad. Sometimes you'll also see nachos or chicken wings if you're in really a American style restaurant.
Yeah, there's lots of different types of appetizers, but they're usually just a smaller serving, smaller portion size. They're just something small to eat before.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, sometimes appetizers seem pretty darn big though.
I know. Sometimes I eat just two appetizers instead of an appetizer and a main because they're so big.
Yeah. So watch out. Appetizers aren't always small.
Definitely.
And if you don't want to have an appetizer, or if you've already had one, next is the main course. So that's where you have your main dish.
Yeah, this is where you have your spaghetti or your pizza or your steak and fries or your main meal.
Right. So the main course is normally bigger than the appetizer. So it should fill you up.
Yes, definitely.
And if you have any room after that, it's time for dessert.
Yes, my favorite part of the meal.
It's important to always save room for dessert.
Yeah, so desserts are usually a small dish, something sweet. And I have a big sweet tooth, so I usually get dessert.
Yeah, your server might even ask you, would you like a dessert or a coffee or tea at the end of your meal? But if you're not interested, you can just say no thanks.
Yes. And sometimes there are even more choices in the menu.
Right. Like, if you order a certain main course, maybe you have to also choose whether you want to have rice or potatoes with it. That's kind of a classic option that you might get.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you went to a restaurant for breakfast and you're eating eggs, you have to decide how you want your eggs done. So sunny side up, over easy. There's lots of different ways.
Right. If you check out our learning materials, we'll tell you about all of those kinds of ways you can have your eggs done, because there are so many possibilities with eggs.
I know. You know, breakfast, you have to make a lot of choices for bread, if you want brown bread or white bread, if you want some meat, whether you want ham, sausage, or bacon. There's a lot of choices to make for breakfast.
There are. So if you're ordering breakfast, be prepared, because the server is definitely going to ask you all of these things. How do you want your eggs done? What kind of bread would you like? What meat would you like? And maybe even more. Coffee or tea. There are so many options with breakfast.
Yeah, definitely.
Another food item that you'll have some options with is meat, like a steak. You can tell your server how you would like it cooked.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different options. You can have it rare, medium well done.
Right. And even then, when you order, it might not come out exactly as you like.
For me, normally I get medium rare.
Yeah, it's nice because it's a little bit rare, a little bit medium.
It's perfect.
Okay, so now let's talk about some different kinds of restaurants, including some of our faves.
All right, well, where do we start?
Well, of course, there are fast food restaurants, which means any food that you get very quickly for not very much money, and it's generally not very healthy.
Usually not very healthy at all.
Yes. The classic fast food restaurant normally has hamburgers and fries, but I do have one guilty pleasure.
What is it?
Well, I like to get a shish tayuk, which is like a Lebanese pita sandwich, and there are tons of places to get them around Montreal. They're not very expensive, between $5 and $10, and they're really good.
Yeah, so it's like a pita with some meat and some lettuce and tomatoes and some sauce.
Yeah.
So at least you have a couple of vegetables in there.
Yes. Yeah. The one ingredient that I find is really unique is pickled turnip.
Those are good.
They are. They're very good. I remember when I first started getting shish tayuk, I didn't know what they were.
Oh, really?
Yep.
The thing with fast food also is that it's usually a counter. You go there, you place your order, you pay, and then you get your order. And you can sit down or you can take it home.
Yeah. Very rarely at a fast food restaurant would you have table service. So, like you said, you could pay at the cash, order your food, and sit down, or you could take it to go.
Yes, exactly. And then you have fancier restaurants or a more bistro style where you go in, you sit down at a table, and you order from a waitress or a waiter.
Right. And this is a time when you might have a glass of wine or have some kind of appetizer to start.
I think you're right. I'm hungry. All this talk of food.
Mm-hmm. So what's one of your favorite restaurants in Montreal, Harp?
One of my favorite restaurants is called Pushaps. And it's fast food Indian food. It's all vegetarian and it's super cheap and it's delicious.
So it's fast, it's cheap, But push-ups is actually probably healthy, so it doesn't meet all three criteria of fast food.
That's true. But it is delicious. It is the closest thing I can get to my mom's home cooking in Montreal.
It is really good. And I'm actually thinking that I haven't been there in a while, so I should go.
Yeah, we should go together.
That's one of the things that I really love about Montreal, or any big city for that matter. You can get food from all over the world. I very rarely go out to eat Canadian or American food. Most of the time I'm eating Asian food or Mexican food even, or Middle Eastern or African, or I don't know. There's just so many choices here.
What's your favorite restaurant? What's your favorite type of food?
That's so hard. One of my favorite restaurants is called Biblos. And it's Iranian food. And it's so good. The people that own the restaurant really seem to care about giving great customer service and making excellent food. And the meat, whether it's chicken or lamb or beef, feels like it's been marinating and cooking for the whole day. It's so good.
Where is it? I need to go.
It's not far. Don't worry, I'll take you.
Perfect.
And you also asked me what my favorite kind of food is. And you know what? I don't even think I can answer, because it depends. It could be Mexican. It could be Asian food. It's hard to say.
You just love food.
I do like food, especially from other countries.
Me too. Okay, so let's wrap it up today. We started with the restaurant experience.
Right. And then we talked about all of the different options that you have to consider when you're going out to a restaurant and ordering.
Yes. And then we talked about some types of restaurants and some of our favorites.
So thanks again to Razan93 for this idea about restaurants.
Yes. Make sure you send us your ideas if you want to hear something. You can do that on Facebook or send us an email.
Mm-hmm. So if you ever come to Montreal, don't forget that you won't just be eating Canadian food. You'll be eating food from all over the world.
Yes, definitely. That's it for us today. And remember, don't forget to go to our website, culips.com. That's culips.com.
And check out becoming a member. You won't regret it.
Don't check it out. Just do it.
So we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye, everyone.